Hi, I'm Yusuf Zine. My latest TVO Today podcast is on how a Canadian ends up in a Chinese prison and if he's even alive. Listen and subscribe to Extradition. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Help TVO create a better world through the power of learning. Visit TVO.org and make a tax-deductible donation today.
Hello, I'm Xavier, and I'm in grade 10. AI is becoming increasingly integrated into our daily lives, and of course, that impact will be felt more on the traditional work side, but how will that impact be felt on the creative side, the art side, for example, within the literary arts? Can one use AI tools while maintaining a sense of ownership over their art? And if so, at what point do you draw the line between that art being their own and a result of the AI?
My name is Janelle Bechtold, and I'm a music composer for film and television. This is a really great question, and I don't think anyone actually knows how much AI will impact our lives in the future. Human beings have an incredible ability to create, to find new ways of doing things, and I really hope that AI will just become another tool, like a paintbrush or a guitar.
The Agenda with Steve Paikin is made possible through generous philanthropic contributions from viewers like you. Thank you for supporting TVO's journalism.